For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
From the Hensler Financial Studios, this is Cobb Life. From the Marietta Daily Journal, I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. This Memorial Day weekend, it is a best of Cobb Life, where we bring you some of our great guests that we've had over the past several months. Your show rundown is presented by Credit Union of Georgia. And speaking of, we'll talk with their business development officer, Kathy Wisnarczyk, first. Then Skylar Heath talks with Jessica Brown of Low Country Barbecue / Low Country Catering. Then we have longtime Marietta Square fixture, Len Thompson, owner of Lenny's Hair Salon. We hope you're having a great holiday weekend. We'll get it going in just a moment.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
And we're back on Cobb Life. Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Cobb Life is a presentation of the Marietta Daily Journal. And we're happy to be visiting with a great representative of one of our sponsors, among other things in the community. This is Kathy Wisnarczyk, who is the Business Development Officer for Credit Union of Georgia. And how's your day going?
It's going great.
Credit Union of Georgia is involved in a lot of things in the community, and obviously that kind of fits right into your wheelhouse, so to speak. And when you're at events like that, you're typically the or one of the representatives that's out at these events and being part of the community.
Yes, that is most of my job, is being at the events, at the schools, any of the 5Ks, golf tournaments. You'll usually see me there at the booth, giving out goodies, talking to people, networking. Yeah, that's usually my role in those kind of events.
You all were recently one of the top 25 in the Cobb Chamber Small Business of the Year Award. You didn't win it, but there are a lot of great small businesses in Cobb County. This is about as thriving a business county, I think, as you could find in the United States of America. It's kind of an honor to make that when you consider how much business this county has, too.
It is definitely an honor to make that. We were named one of the top 25 through the Cobb Chamber. There are over 30,000 businesses in Cobb County. The Chamber has over 2,700 members, so it was truly an honor to be named by them one of the top 25.
It's right in their statement. The Cobb Chamber knows that small businesses are vital to the country's economic health and success, and it cuts right to companies that serve as the economic backbone of the ding-ding community.
That's right. Credit Union Georgia has been around since 1960 in Cobb County, serving Cobb County. So yes, we definitely help the community thrive. We want to be out there helping the local businesses, do what we can to help them. The school systems, anything we can be a part of, we'll usually jump in and get involved.
We were talking a little bit ago before we sat down and got started here, and one of the things you were referencing is the face-to-face elements. You were talking about the West Cobb Business Association, and those business association events are great because, and I think it's a lost art in the social media era, that the face-to-face interaction and the in-person interaction is kind of a lost art in the technological age we live in, but it has a whole lot of value, and those who recognize and I think place that value appropriately are the ones who thrive.
I agree. The business associations have been a great resource for us. We've jumped in and gotten involved in four of different ones that are close to our local Cobb County branches. I actually served as president of West Cobb Business Association. I'm still on the board there. I serve on the board of Marietta Business Association. And it's such a great benefit to the credit union because they see our name, my face on the directories, and they call if they need a car loan or if they need an account and call to ask advice. So yeah, that's a great resource for anyone to join any of the business associations.
I really became more active in those and regret the fact I didn't do it sooner. But about the time I started to work here, I got more involved in the business associations around the county. And honestly, I know a lot of those people from various broadcast assignments and things like that. But the doors that it opens, the value of the networking and all of that, you can't put a price on that when you're a business and the networking value.
You really can't. I mean, if you are a regular to the networking events, the luncheons, you'll get to know the best people serving Cobb County, that you will have a resource for everything. If someone said, who would you recommend for roofing? Who would you recommend for home improvements? You know, insurance, whatever the business may be, someone's going to pop in my head that I have been working with for the past several years. And I'm going to say, oh, give such and such a call because they're a great resource for you.
What are some of the things generally and in a larger picture that the credit union does in the community?
Some of the larger things are we work with the school system. We started way back in 1960, and we started as an educators credit union. So we're still very involved in the school system. North Cobb, we sponsor their football program, Marietta High School, Kell High School. There are several of the Cobb County high schools that we sponsor. Those are our bigger events. We also participate in many 5Ks, golf tournaments that are within our area in Cobb County that we serve, local charities. We have five that we serve in Cobb County, and we participate in those events and take up food or whatever their drive may be at the time to assist the local charities as well.
Can you discuss from your angle anyway the difference between a credit union and a bank? Obviously, one is not for profit and one is. But I think the personalized service element in an era when I can walk into my bank branch and there's nothing but a machine there. I like to deal with people.
Me too. Yeah, well, the difference is, you know, we're local, so our branches are in Cobb County and Cherokee County. Our president's office is in Kennesaw on Giles Road. So that is one of the things that I like to tell people. You know, if you really had an issue, our president is right around the corner in Kennesaw. All of our people are local. Most of them live near the branches they work at. They serve in the communities with me. They're out at the events. So the local people, I think, is a huge asset of ours.
I think in the times that we're into economically, having a trust relationship with people that you actually know rather than just an account somewhere that you administer to, and there's great convenience in that, don't get me wrong, which you all offer just like any bank does. But I think having the ability to deal with people and get to know people, there's a lot of value in that.
Oh, there is a lot of value. Like I said earlier, if you need a referral for anything, you can reach out to any of us and we're happy to get you to the right person within the credit union. We have an in-house mortgage department. We all know each other. We come together and have meetings, and we have promotions that are great. So we can refer you to the person for the mortgages or for real estate or business loans, whatever you're looking for. We have someone to help.
We're visiting with Kathy Winarczyk, who is the Business Development Officer at Credit Union of Georgia. This is Cobb Life from the Marietta Daily Journal. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. How best can one become a member? Obviously, it's not a difficult thing, but what's the easiest way to become a member?
The easiest way is to go online to our website and join that way. But if you're like me, a people person, I like to go in and get to know the people that I'm going to be working with, coming in and seeing at the credit union. So you can come into the credit union. All it takes is a $10 deposit into a savings account. That's your membership at the credit union, and then you're eligible for all the other accounts and services that we offer.
Now, how long have you been with Credit Union of Georgia?
I have been with Credit Union Georgia for 7 years.
Have you always been in the financial and banking industry, or is it something that you changed courses at one point or the other?
No, I've always been in the financial industry. I started working actually at the Credit Union when it was Mako Educators Federal Credit Union, went into the banking world for a few years, and then I came back to the Credit Union because I always had that love for credit unions and knew that was something that I was passionate about and wanted to get back into.
We're greatly appreciative not only of the support that Credit Union of Georgia gives the BG Ad Group and our news podcast and all the different things that we do here, but we also appreciate so much what you all do in the community. Thanks so much for coming by and spending some time today. And one last thing, you know, we're talking about dealing with people or dealing with machines. My wife actually used to bake Christmas stuff for the people who used to work at our bank branch. You can't do that for a machine.
You cannot. And we appreciate that. We still get those goodies around Christmas time as well. All our members that know us and have gotten to know us through the years bring goodies to us. But yeah, that's part of the relationships that we love.
Well, thanks again for coming and spending some time with us today. Again, greatly appreciate the support of Credit Union of Georgia and all the things you all do in the community.
All right, Brian, thanks for having me.
That is Kathy Winarczyk, who is the Business Development Officer for Credit Union of Georgia, spending some time with us here on Cobb Life. And we're back with more of Cobb Life after a quick timeout. You're listening to Cobb Life from the MDJ.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678-ESOG now.
Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist. The Yarab Shrine Circus is back in Marietta for its 80th year, bringing excitement and entertainment to the community. This long-standing tradition showcases thrilling performances and family-friendly acts that captivate audiences of all ages. In addition, Smyrna presents Food Truck Tuesdays, a delicious event where a variety of food trucks gather to offer a wide range of culinary delights. Perfect opportunity to explore different flavors and indulge in a unique dining experience. All of this brought to you by JRM Management.
In this edition, we welcome Cobb native Jessica Brown, who's the owner and president of Low Country Barbecue and Catering in Smyrna, which was founded in 1986 by her father, Bennett Brown. From serving George H.W. Bush and Mick Jagger to Chef Julia Child, Low Country Barbecue and Catering is a Cobb County staple that's catered hundreds of events, including weddings, corporate receptions, and more. Jessica, welcome to the Cobb Life Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I guess I just want to get started and jump into this. So you recently took over your father's successful business. Congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this journey. I read you were planning to be a vet, and now you're taking over your father's restaurant and catering business. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So growing up, I thought the vet route was for me. Worked in vet's offices, and also alongside that, worked at the catering company as a wait staff. I guess really when I was in high school, and then really dabbled between vet's offices and catering in college, And then I had a light bulb moment one day as I was headed to an event that I didn't really dig the vet route anymore. Just like, okay, just because I like animals doesn't mean I have to be a vet. And I was like on 8 days straight, like back-to-back events, and still headed in and so excited to go to work another shift and cater another wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I think I caught the hospitality bug. Like, I think this is what I want to do.
So where did you go to college?
I went to West Georgia in Carrollton.
Nice. So you studied veterinary medicine.
I started on the path of management and marketing.
Okay.
And had this grand idea that I was going to transfer into Georgia and go the vet route. And then, like I said, just had that light bulb moment and stayed on the path of business.
How is your father feeling about this new role that you're taking over? I'm sure he's very pleased to keep it in the family.
He is. I think it's bittersweet for him, but I think that he's flattered. When I told him, I guess it was my senior year in college, that I was interested in coming into the business, he was pleasantly surprised and shocked, to say the least. He never really envisioned me getting involved or any of my brothers. And he was like, all right, well, if this is what you want, like, let's do it. So
there you go. So when did you officially take over this role?
So technically, Bennett, quote unquote, retired last week. This is really recent.
Yeah.
So last week was his birthday, and then he had that noted as his retirement day. So really over the next year, he's going to be transitioning the leadership of the company and kind of stepping back a bit more. It's been a journey ever since COVID.
I can imagine.
Yeah, kind of handed over the reins and responsibilities and has been there as a support system for myself and our team. But technically, this month, we swapped roles to me being president.
Right. Mm-hmm. How is everything going so far? I know it's new.
Yeah, really busy. But the transition, I think we teed it up really well. And honestly, not intentionally. I mean, when COVID hit, I was kind of thrown into a bunch of different roles.
Because sure.
Our team was just depleted and wiped out at that point.
Absolutely.
So when you're in the business of bringing people together, that kind of started the transition of taking on roles that I hadn't before, and it just really organically teed me up to move into this leadership role. So
Could you tell me a little bit about, because this Low Country Barbecue was a restaurant at first and catering company, but now really you guys are just sticking to catering. Can you just give me a little
totally.
More insight on that?
So actually, my dad started the company solely as a catering company. So that's where everything began in 1986.
Cool.
And at that time, he really was the only full-service barbecue caterer in the city of Atlanta. Because, I mean, you had like your mom and pop shops kind of thing. And so he saw the need in the industry and started Low Country Barbecue. And so that was 1986. And then from there, I think it was about 2012, he realized that Jim and Nick's and the Fox Brothers, everyone was getting into catering as well.
Right.
And so we were starting to get pigeonholed in the barbecue market. And we did so much more than barbecue, but people didn't realize that because we had barbecue in the name and brides and corporate events didn't want the barbecue truck and the drive. So in 2012, he rebranded from Low Country Barbecue to Low Country Catering. And we dropped Low Country Barbecue altogether, which was great. It opened up a lot of doors for us at that time and got us into some new markets.
Nice.
But a lot of our barbecue clients thought that we had gone out of business. So, and those are the people who got us where we are today. Fast forward, in 2019, we started having the idea of, okay, well, what if we bring back Low Country Barbecue, if you will, and then give Low Country Catering its own logo. So they each have their own logos, names, to make it a bit clearer for our clients.
Like, right.
If you need carryout delivery or casual barbecue catering, you go through Low Country Barbecue. Or if you need, you know, a wedding, a high-end corporate event, you go through Low Country Catering.
Right.
And that's our menus that are more high-end Southern cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had everything teed up, and then it was going to launch March 2020.
Oh, March 2020. We all remember that time.
I know. So, of course, the world shuts down. Blessing in disguise, because we had brought back Low Country Barbecue, we were able to do a bunch of carry out and delivery during COVID.
Right.
So it worked out great. And so now we've got the two different divisions. So Bennett dabbled with restaurants over the years, but catering was really the sweet spot.
That's another thing I noticed. For me, I've been working in the restaurant industry since I was 15 before I got into this role. And that's actually how I paid for college. I bartended and served my way through college. So March 2020, I was working at a local restaurant and everything shut down. So our owner, he switched to, you know, takeout order only and catering. It's really interesting, though, to see how restaurants stayed afloat during the pandemic. You should give yourself a pat on the back for staying afloat and surviving. You're taking over your dad's company. Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. So I feel like the pandemic was a tough time, but the people that overcame that, it's a learning experience, you know?
It definitely was. I mean, we try to look at all the positives from COVID because we have to. I mean, everyone struggled, of course, right? And to your point, we're so fortunate to have made it out of that. And I think even better on the other side of it.
I always love seeing female entrepreneurs thrive in a male-dominated business. What advice can you give to women who want to own and operate their own business?
I've been asked that question a couple different ways, but not the advice side. They're like, oh, what is it like to be a woman in the male-dominated industry? I think that's what's weird, though, because I feel like there's a lot of women in the catering industry. So the question been challenging to answer because I feel really confident in what we're doing. I've been doing this a really long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, since I was 16, I've lived and breathed this industry.
Right.
So, I mean, basically grew up drinking vinegar-based barbecue sauce.
Exactly.
So with that, I mean, probably been underestimated, probably still will be underestimated as a female in this industry. But I think really the best advice that I could give is surround yourself with a really great team.
Sure.
And that's one of the positives that have come out of COVID, because this industry is really hard. You know, we're not in this for our health. And you can't do it as a one-man show. And so that to me is where I find my confidence, and like the advice that I could give is you have to surround yourself by the people who live and breathe this industry well and support you.
And support in any area of your life is so important. And another thing for me as a woman, I've noticed that having confidence in myself as a woman is important. And surrounding yourself with other women who are also empowering each other is important.
Yeah, I mean, like our executive chef, Jen, so female in the industry, my sales team, majority female. And so it's the team right now, I mean, I couldn't do it without them. And
right.
So really, that's my biggest advice is just you surround yourself with the right people.
Exactly. I think everybody should at least get one job in the retail or service industry at least one time in their life because it builds so much patience and character. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if this is just me, but whenever I go out to a restaurant or I go to a bar, my boyfriend or my friends, and we're eating, I'll stack all the plates.
Yeah, you can always tell who has worked in hospitality and who hasn't.
Exactly.
For sure. You can pick them out in a crowd.
You can. You can. I just think that everybody should. I personally will be making my children just pick, like, even just a little hostess job. I mean, I built also a lot of really good communication skills, you know, talking with people. Those are certain skills that I wouldn't have acquired had I not worked in the restaurant industry. So,
yeah, 100%.
Side note, what would you say is your favorite dish that you guys offer? Because I personally love mac and cheese. So
it's funny you say that. It's so simple. One of my favorite things that we do is a mac and cheese dish. It's a pimento cheese mac and cheese with crushed up pretzels on top.
You're kidding. Now I'm hungry. That is delicious.
Yeah, it's really yummy.
So what would you say is your favorite catering dish that you guys offer?
We do have a sweet tea braised chicken thigh with a peach chutney that is to die for. Mm. And then in the barbecue side, our grilled quartered chicken, which has this like caramelized vinegar-based sauce on it, is my favorite thing. Has been since I was a kid.
Ah, you're making me hungry right now. Of course, you guys are based in Smyrna. I'm a major barbecue lover, and I love supporting local catering businesses. Mm-hmm. What would you say sets Low Country Catering apart from other catering companies in the area?
Oh, that's a good question. So from just a business standpoint, I think that having the two different divisions to our company really sets us apart. With having Low Country Barbecue and Low Country Catering, we can kind of be a one-stop shop for all of our clients and do have the opportunity to do that quite a bit with them. So like if you were headed out of town and wanted to pick up some barbecue to take to the beach or needed a delivery and drop off to the office, we've got that route. Or if you're getting married, you could also call us up and do your wedding through us, through Low Country Catering.
Nice.
So that's been really fun. It's fun for the sales team and the internal team to have the two different divisions just to keep it fresh. So That, and I think that everyone, all of our catering partners in the industry care about their clients, but
sure,
I feel like we just pour our hearts and souls into our clients' events. And like I said, surrounding yourself with a team that just is in it to win it. We truly, from the first phone call, I mean, just, we care a lot about our clients' events. I mean, typically, if you're calling a catering company, it's for something important in your life, a retirement, a birthday, a wedding. I mean, most people don't just bring in full service catering for giggles.
Right.
And so every event is so important, and we want clients to feel that from the moment that we get on the phone with them.
That's incredible. And another thing is food. It brings memories. You know, everyone's coming together.
Exactly.
To eat delicious food, and whether for a wedding or anniversary, you know, I mean, it's...
Food is intimate.
It is. Jessica, how best can people find out more and get in touch with Low Country Barbecue and Low Country Catering?
They could visit our websites. So we've got lowcountrycatering.net and then lowcountrybbq.net. And then we've got the two different Instagrams for the divisions as well. So there's Low Country Catering and then Low Country Barbecue.
Awesome. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck with everything. And I'm definitely going to be hitting you up if I ever get married for my wedding rehearsal dinner, because you guys are making me very hungry.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Right here, we're going to take a break, but stick around for more Cobb Life right after this.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian, and dietitian has 2 T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian.
And we're back on Cobb Life. Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. Cobb Life is a presentation of the Marietta Daily Journal. Nobody knows Marietta or is more of a presence in Marietta. Maybe a couple notable exceptions than the one, the only Len Thompson, the owner of Lenny's Hair Salon here right by Marietta Square. And it's funny because you've always been right by Marietta Square, but now you're in the other direction on the same street from Marietta Square.
Yeah, we're just 500 steps away from where we were before, but just in the opposite direction.
Let's talk a little bit about your love of the history of this city. You've obviously been on various historical councils and things like that. Talk a little about your love for Marietta and the history and the square and a lot of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here, multi-generational Marietta family. I love the history of it. Just going back to a small town that's not a suburb of Atlanta, but actually its own little community. So I love looking at all the different businesses that have been here and the different events that have happened here on the square.
I know another thing that you're big on is preservation. The Strand Theater would be one example. But in recent days, there's been some developments with this property that was proposed anyway here, and it's still kind of out there floating around. Whether or not it's going to go through or be approved by the city council remains to be seen. But I think the historical council voted down the idea of this multi-use project that included a 7-story parking deck, whatever it was. And that probably flies a little bit in the face of what folks like you that are preservationists here and love the history here and all of that and the quaintness of the square area, probably flies in the face of how you would feel about it.
Definitely. One of the things that my concern, but a lot of other people's concerns, wasn't necessarily that they were going to be building apartments. It was how the apartments were going to look. You want to keep, you know, the continuity of the historic look to the square, especially now we do so much filming on right. the square. You want to be able to have them come and film and make it look like what they want it to look like and not have a large, modern-looking building stuck in the middle of all these historic buildings.
You're a big sports fan, and you're also a big fan of authentic and antique items. Anybody that walks in this salon, you've got these great old jukeboxes, an old barber chair. You've got a lot of really cool stuff here. Can you talk a little about your love of history, antiques, and some of that stuff?
Yeah, I always like to say that my wife was really excited when we opened the salon because it gave me a place to put all my toys. But yeah, I love touching and using all the different things. So like I drive at 61 Bonneville as my daily driver. The jukeboxes work. We have several different jukeboxes talking about the history. I just like being able to touch and feel and see history, kind of that living history museum kind of idea. The old barber chairs, because I'm a hairdresser, I'm a barber. So go back to the history of that. And so we have old barber chairs in here that work, and we do use them on occasion. Our other location where we were down on Church Street, you know, we had pictures of it from when it was the Economy, which was a hot dog and ice cream place yeah. that sold Hunt's ice cream. And this building that we're in now, we're just kind of digging up the history of it. And the Galt family had a furniture business, and this was a warehouse for their furniture.
Most places that have waiting rooms don't have anywhere near the amount of cool stuff to look at and ambiance to enjoy like this does. It's laid out really well, and you've got a lot of these kind of relics. You talk about the jukeboxes. That's just one example. You got a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And we want people to come in and see them and play with them and look at them. And like I said, all my toys I played with. So there were people like, oh, aren't you worried about breaking it? I'm like, no, I'm worried. You know, you need to play it. You need to enjoy the things that you have.
You're also a big Braves fan, and you were the benefactor of the time that I left the Braves. You've got all those bobbleheads on display out there, and to be fair, you had a bunch and have acquired others since then, but I gave you a pretty good chunk of those bobbles, and anybody that brings their family and has young kids and stuff like that down, even if it's a day that you're closed, can walk by and marvel at how many of these cool and somewhat rare bobblehead pieces there are.
Yeah, definitely. And we get a lot of people that stop and look at them because they're, you know, front and center on the windows up front. We love the bobbleheads. And if you go into the back, you'll see the little Braves areas. 1982 was a big year for the Braves for me as a kid. So I collect a lot of 1982 Braves stuff. I've got seats from Fulton County Stadium, and I got seats from Turner Field. And definitely the bobbles that you brought me, which are great. And once you have some, then people see it and they bring more to you. So that's definitely grown. And I'm going to look at getting another shelving unit so we can get more bobbleheads on it.
You are a major player in the Wings and White Walls event that takes place in the fall. You partner with the Aviation Museum. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was on the board for the Aviation Museum Technology Center, and we needed to come up with a fundraiser because we're trying to get a pavilion with bathrooms built out there. So since I'm in a car club and have a lot of friends in that industry, I just said, well, let's do a car show. We'll do music and have vendors, because there's not a better place to have a backdrop than the Aviation Museum with cool cars. So you have the F-14, the jets, and the other planes that we have out there, and people can come and park their cars and pay a nominal fee to enter their car into a contest, and we just have a good day out of it, and it helps benefit the museum, and hopefully we'll, you know, raise enough money that we can get the pavilion and bathrooms out there.
The Wings and White Walls event takes place in October, so you really have quite a while here, a few months leading up to it, to let as many people know as possible, and obviously that's a key, is people being aware.
Oh yeah, definitely, and the weather's perfect. Then we do it the week before Choctoberfest, which is another big festival that happens here on the square, so you know people can come and do our event the week before and then come to the square that Saturday and Sunday following and see all the amazing chalk art that they do on Choctoberfest.
I think that's another thing, that putting too modern of a structure or something like that in an area like this might actually detract from some of the great events that all this ambiance is perfect for. The festival last weekend, the Taste of Marietta, you have Marietta Days coming up this weekend. In fact, the day this show releases, Sunday, that'll be going on. Speaking of that, you were one of the businesses that was somewhat displaced by when that investment was made. And look, it happens. You pointed it out, and I think you stated it quite well a little bit ago. You ended up making lemonade out of the situation because you got a bigger location. You're about the same distance from the square, just a different direction.
Yeah, and we ended up being a positive thing for us in the end. We weren't looking to move. We didn't really want to. But in the end, we were able to make it work out, and it's a great location that I'm in now. One of the things that I have been pretty vocal about, and I make no bones about it, I tell everyone, you know, I was affected, so I come from a biased standpoint, but I want everyone to be careful, because a lot of people, they want Marriott to be a destination. I hear that from a lot of the developers. They come and they see Marriott, and like, we can make Marriott a destination. And I try to remind them that Marietta is a community. We're not a destination. You know, the battery is a destination, and it's meant to be a destination. Six Flags is a destination. Roswell has become a restaurant destination, which is great for Roswell. At nighttime, Roswell is very busy with the restaurants. But what Marietta has that those don't have is the community aspect. When you go and you get your haircut, you know the owner. When you take your kids to Georgia Dance for their ballet lessons, you know the other kids that are there, you know that the parents, you eat at Marietta Pizza, you know the owner, you know the people that are working there. You're not a tourist, you're community. And the owners of those businesses treat you like that because they know where their money's coming from.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, obviously, and we wish you the best of luck here. The place looks fantastic, and like I talked about, you're just about the same distance, just in a different direction. But thanks for all you do for Marietta, and thanks for spending some time with us here on Cobb Life.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Thanks for coming out and talking to me and seeing the shop, and good luck to you guys. Love Cobb Life, and we've been, you know, voted best barbershop now 5 years running by Cobb Life, so we love it.
That is Len Thompson spending some time with us. He is the owner of Lenny's Hair Salon here just off Marietta Square on Church Street. Stop in and see him. This used to be a barbecue restaurant a number of years ago, but now it is Lenny's Hair Salon, and it's kind of been an institution right here in the Marietta Square area. That should do it for Cobb Life this week. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group. We thank all of our guests. We thank all of you for locking us in, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Cobb Life from the MDJ. One last time out, then a final word after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, Hensler.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning into Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com. Thanks for listening to Cobb Life from the Marietta Daily Journal. I'm Brian Giffen with the BG Ad Group, and we'll talk to you next week, everybody. So long.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Doug Harding, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Jinrei Zhang, video producer. All rights reserved.